Shabbos chapter 14, Mishnah 2. Ein oisin hilmi b'shabbos. One may not make hilmi on Shabbos. Hilmi is a mixture of water and salt, and with a little bit of oil. It was used to pickle vegetables. And the prohibition over here is it's talking about making a great deal of water and salt. So like a big quantity of water and salt in order to pickle vegetables. This is prohibited on Shabbos, and the commentary say that the reason being is that it's rabbinically forbidden, because according to Torah law, there's no prohibition against curing foodstuffs, but the rabbis prohibited it under the general category of curing. Avol oisehu esmei hamelach, but he may make salt water. V'tovol ben pitoy, on Shabbos he may make a little bit of salt water with a little bit of oil, and that he can dip his bread in it on Shabbos. V'nosen l'soch hatavshil, and he also may put it into cooked food to season the Shabbos food. So once he's doing a small amount on Shabbos just for his Shabbos foods, so that the rabbis, according to this opinion, didn't extend their decree to, and they allowed a person to do that, according to the first opinion. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi valohu hilmi. Rabbi Yossi says, even if you make a small amount, it still falls into the category of hilmi. What's the difference? Bein merubah bein mu'at. What's the difference if you make a big amount or a small amount? Va'elahen me melach hamutarin. So what is the what is permitted, says Rabbi Yossi? Noisen shemen betchil l'soicha mayim or l'soicha melach. So says Rabbi Yossi, before he puts the salt into the water, then he should put the oil first. That's what he should do. He should first put the oil into the water, and then he should put the salt. Or alternatively, he should put the oil into the salt, and then he should put the water. But what he shouldn't do is mix oil. He shouldn't mix the salt and the water, and then add the oil afterwards. So according to Rabbi Yossi, if a person wouldn't be able to, makes no difference, big amounts, small amounts, says Rabbi Yossi, it's all forbidden. And the way to get out of this rabbinical forbiddenness is to change the order that you make this mixture with. So add the oil to the water before the salt, or add the oil to the salt before the water. But he does bring over here at the end in the Kahati that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi.